Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your program brought to you each week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Check out Midsoda, number one in trailers. Yes, skid steer attachments, parts, service, DOT inspections. Midsoda Manufacturing. They have hours this morning from 8 till noon. On Friday during Party Line, I spoke to Steve Frericks with Stearns FSA. He gave us an update on the dairy margin coverage program. As he said, yeah, payments going out as payments have here during 2021, each month triggering this program and payments to dairy producers enrolled in dairy margin coverage.
Yeah, we've been making the DMC payments so far every month in 2021. So we just processed the April payments. They're always basically 2 months behind. So on June 1st, they announced the trigger payment for the April cycle. And the April margin was $6.94. Most of our producers locked in the 9.50 coverage rate with this program. That means that they'll get $2.56 per hundredweight on their guarantee. I just signed those payments earlier this week, signed them on Wednesday, and a little better than 400, right around 425 producers will be receiving their DMC payments directly into their bank accounts this week.
You know, folks who had that incentive as well from the state for your premium, they had that, what was that, a year ago or so, if not 2 years ago. I mean, that amount to get in, buy in or whatever, that's been paid for in more now, right now.
Most definitely. Producers that did elect into this program are really reaping the benefits right now and using this tool to protect their bottom line. We know that commodity prices are rising rapidly, and that's what's triggering these payments. So we're glad we're able to give them the opportunity to get some payments into their hands.
Some comments from Steve Frericks with Stearns FSA joining us during Party Line on Friday morning here on Chasm Radio. In some other news here this morning, when it comes to livestock and the packing industry and meat production, meat processing, that story has been on the surface for many, many months. In nearby South Dakota, nearly 100 small South Dakota meat processors are getting a share of $5 million from the state's Coronavirus Relief Meat Processing Grant Program. The program provides eligible processors with funds to make an immediate impact on the state's ability to process or store South Dakota-raised protein. One of the grant's recipients is Randy Grunewald, owner of Dakota Butcher, which is based in Clark, South Dakota. Randy says they also have three locations in Watertown, a store in Madison, and now expanding to Rapid City, South Dakota, as well.
Karen and I have been in this business since we got married 40 years ago, in and out. I'm going to be honest with you, this is probably the most critical time for a lot of these processors. I really don't think this could have came at a more opportune time for everybody. A grinder costs $20,000. A cooler or a freezer could cost you up to $50,000 with this COVID. I don't know if that's an excuse or what it is, but everything takes a lot longer to get done. Everything costs a lot more to get done, or costs a lot more to get it done.
South Dakota Cattlemen's Association President Eric Jennings says animal processing capacity has been the weak link in the beef supply system, and that weakness was magnified during COVID-19.
This grant program not only helps address that weak link through financial assistance to update and increase processing capacity, but it also addresses the challenge our local cattle producers face in getting beef processed for direct sales to our state's consumers. For along with the challenges that COVID-19 pandemic has created as opportunities for increased direct marketing by our beef producers, but we need the processors to be able to keep up with that demand. This program is a positive first step towards that goal.
And finally, South Dakota Stock Growers Association Executive Director James Halverson says expanding animal processing capacity is long overdue.
You know, it's something that we've long advocated for with the South Dakota Stock Growers, and we'd like to see, we love to see it actually come to fruition and help these people out. And so, you know, just last week, 12%, a mere 12% of the cattle were bought on the open cash market. That's not very good for our industry. That's hurting producers. And it's replicable business models like this that's going to help combat that. You know, we saw that during the pandemic, and these models are what's going to help keep people fed when things aren't going so good.
You look at the cattle side of things on this morning's report here on Chasm Radio, your central Minnesota farm report here on Chasm Radio for a Saturday, brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Let's check in with the USDA in Washington, D.C. as well. There's a lot of concern as we see a lack of water and we see some extreme warm temperatures as well around the United States. And therefore, it's a very interesting time, a very critical time as well. Let's take a look at other parts of the world, especially Brazil. What kind of weather? Is it dry there? More details, Gary Crawford, USDA in Washington.
If somebody were to tell me this was the worst drought in almost 100 years, I would tend to believe them.
That's Agriculture Department meteorologist Mark Rusberg, not talking about drought in the U.S., but rather the ongoing drought in Brazil.
I don't think any part of Brazil had what they would consider a normal year.
Not when it comes to agriculture. Now, Brazil is a huge country, but they've had drought problems in just about every farming area, and so
we're continuously assessing and revising our production figures for things like soybeans, corn, and cotton.
Crops that compete on world markets with U.S. crops, but lack of rain is reportedly causing problems for other crops.
We're starting to read about how the drought has impacted the coffee crop and the sugar crop grown in the southeast.
But the drought in Brazil is not just affecting agriculture. Rusberg says cities with low water reservoirs could face limits on water use before the so-called rainy season returns in September. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right, Gary, thank you. We'll check back in with you momentarily here. Just a reminder, this coming week, Wednesday and Thursday, I'll be broadcasting live from World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines, Iowa. We'll have reports beginning Wednesday, Thursday, going into Friday and Saturday as well. Reports and coverage are brought to you by Minnesota Pork and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Let's check back in. Gary Crawford at USDA. Interesting story with all these high commodity prices. We're seeing weather pressures right now. He relates and put this all into a story revolving around buyers and sellers of farmland. Gary Crawford joining us one more time this morning.
We are hearing all sorts of talk about making all sorts of changes to laws and rules involving inheritance of farms, capital gains on farm sales, estate taxes, all kinds of ideas. Randy Dickhoot helps run real estate operations for Farmers National Company in Omaha, and he says right now farmers and ag landowners are paying close attention to everything that's being said and suggested.
And are trying to figure out what they want to do, if they were thinking of selling, keeping, passing it to the next generation, what the next generation is going to do.
But of course, Randy says we have to remember there may be a lot of ideas and suggestions being discussed, but as far as any big change from current tax policy,
it has to go through Congress and votes and approval and changes, and there'll be lobbying, you know, pro and con on all of these.
And how it's all going to come out is, as he puts it,
anyone to guess.
Meanwhile, for farmers, landowners, farm real estate specialists,
it's a very interesting time for sure.
For sure. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right, Gary, thank you very much. And also stay tuned. Yeah, World Pork Expo coverage coming up this week. Also Monday, we'll check in with John Georgie and Allendale, your central Minnesota farm report here on Chasm Radio, brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing.